We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend, Miss Sammy Quiggins. Miss Sammy, how are you today?
Well, I don't know. My hands kind of stopped up. I think maybe all this pollen off of these trees is getting to me. What do you think?
Yeah, that's one of the things we do really well in the Ohio Valley during springtime is produce pollens.
I think we do, too. It's a shame we can't bag them up and sell them.
It is. Maybe toppings for cupcakes.
Yeah. Oh, we got a guest with us today.
Who do we have?
Our Miss Thurman Duncan.
Thurman, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Mike. And you?
I am doing well and good to have you back with us.
Yes. Nice hearing you again on this lovely day.
It is a lovely day as we're recording on Tuesday. Yeah. Now, we've got some rain in the forecast coming up this week, but hopefully it's going to dry out by Saturday, which this year we get back to it being Derby Day, the first Saturday in May.
That's right. I swear. It's rushed up on us.
It has.
Thurman's got a good recipe for us.
Okay. What do you have today, Miss Thurman?
Mike, I've got a real good meatloaf recipe for you today.
Okay.
Mike, you take 1 pound of ground beef and a small chopped onion and a small green pepper chopped, 2 eggs and 1 cup of oatmeal and a half sleeve of crackers and salt and pepper to taste. And Mike, you put 1/2 cup of ketchup into that, and you mix it up together real good, and you shape it into a mold, and then you put more ketchup on top, and you bake it at 375 for about an hour, and it's really good.
And you did say oatmeal.
Yes, oatmeal.
Okay.
Yeah, oatmeal kind of holds it together, too, as well as the
My
eggs.
Mother always used oats. And I remember when I was a kid, Mama put oats in hamburgers, and we were going to have hamburgers. I guess it was to stretch it. I can attest to that meatloaf being good. She made me one yesterday, so I enjoy every morsel of it, and I'm going to have cold meatloaf sandwiches today.
Well, that sounds good, too.
I like a meatloaf sandwich.
Yes.
Her meatloaf's really good.
Well, Thurman, I look forward to trying that one of these days.
Well, do try that, Mike, because it's really good. And also, you got to have some mashed potatoes with that meatloaf.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
That's in what we had yesterday. She picked some mashed potatoes, and my friend Darlene bought some home-frozen corn. So that was a pretty good plate.
I would agree with you.
Sounds good. They're trying to fatten me up.
Is that what it is? Well, what else do we have today, ladies?
I got some muffins. I've been into muffins lately, and I've been using mixes all the time, but I found some that are relatively easy, and they're not a mix. Because, you know, sometimes you decide you want something. If you don't have the mix or what goes with it, you can't make them.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 3 easy muffins here.
Okay.
One of them's a sweet potato muffin. Use 2/3 cup self-rising flour, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 3 tablespoons of brown sugar, 1/2 cup chopped pecans, 1 egg beaten, 1/4 cup milk, and 1 can cold mashed sweet potatoes. And you can use the canned ones, you know, if you don't want to cook them. Which, you know, I always believe in lazy, easy. But you just take a can of sweet potatoes and drain them and just mash them up and then put them in there. 3 tablespoons of vegetable oil, and I use 3 tablespoons of butter most of the time. You know, I like butter and stuff. You preheat your oven to 375, and you combine the flour and the baking powder and the brown sugar and salt in a large bowl. In another bowl, you mix the eggs, milk, and sweet potatoes, and add the oil or butter, stirring until it's smooth. And add that to the flour mixture, and you just stir it till it's just mixed. And you spoon that batter into a greased muffin pan and bake for 25 minutes. Tasty, tasty.
It sounds like it.
And then I got a pumpkin muffin, which is kind of the same thing. And I thought, well, I wouldn't give that one, but I thought, well, I'll give that too, because if you want to make muffins and you don't have any sweet potatoes, you got a can of pumpkin. Now, this is not pumpkin pie filling. You use just the canned pumpkin.
Okay.
A box of yellow cake mix, 1 tablespoon of self-rising flour, 1 can of pumpkin, 2 eggs beaten, 1/2 cup milk, 1/2 teaspoon cinnamon, and 1/2 teaspoon allspice, and 1/2 cup of chopped pecans. And you can leave the pecans out if you don't like them. But I sort of think they make everything kind of better. Preheat your oven to 375 and mix all the ingredients together until they're well blended. And then you grease 2 muffin pans or line them with those paper liners if you've got those if you want to. And I use spray rather than greasing them anymore. And just spoon in the batter and bake for 30 minutes. And when they're done, muffins should sort of feel solid when you take hold of them. And that recipe makes 2 dozen.
Okay.
Then I got one more. We got time for that?
We do.
It's a blueberry lemon muffin. And it's 2 1/2 cups self-rising flour, 1 teaspoon baking soda, a small box of lemon pudding mix, 1/2 cup sugar, 3 tablespoons butter melted, 2 eggs beaten, 2 cups buttermilk, and 1 cup of blueberries. and you just preheat the oven to 400 for this one. But I usually do it 375 because I don't want to burn them. And in a bowl, you combine the flour and baking soda and the pudding mix and the sugar. And in another bowl, you mix your butter, eggs, and your buttermilk and stir this into the flour mixture until it's just, you don't have to beat it. You don't have to use a mixer. You can just stir it. Stir it in that mixture and spoon it into your greased or paper-lined muffin cup and bake for 15 to 20 minutes until they're brown. And that makes 12.
Okay.
Makes a dozen. I like those in the morning with coffee. We've been using a mix a lot of times that we've gotten, which is good. But, you know, if you don't have a box of that mix, and maybe you've got some of this stuff, they're really good in the morning when you have a cup of coffee. They're not real sweet, but they're just, you know, very tasty in the morning.
And it gets your day off to a good start.
Gets it out to a good start.
Well, there you go.
That sounds good.
Miss Sammy, do you have any plans for Derby weekend?
Not really. You know, I've always said, for years I've had a big party, but just not up to it this year to doing it.
I understand that.
I've had as many as 55 here on Derby Day.
That would be quite a crowd.
Well, everybody brings food. They always bring something. And then I had the meat and a lot of stuff. I usually had a country ham and different things. And I've had wonderful times. And I hate not to have them, but just looked like a sort of insurmountable mountain that I didn't think I could this year.
Well, and I think Churchill Downs is only going to be open to about 60% capacity, so even the Downs is scaling back.
I know, it is. It's feeling a little down this time, too.
Yeah, unfortunately. Hopefully, by this time next year, COVID will be in our rearview mirror, and we won't even have to think about it or worry about it.
Well, you know, it seems like it is. It really does seem like it to me. I'm seeing where I heard somewhere, probably from some of you all, that the governor thinking that governor is going to say you don't have to wear a mask when you're outside or if you're in, you know, not huge groups.
If the crowd is below 1,000, no mask.
That's what
mask.
I heard.
Yeah.
And most of our houses, we're not likely to have 1,000.
Not likely, no. I would hate to be stuck at my house with 1,000 guests.
Yeah, I would too. That's a few too many.
Yeah, I think that's going overboard.
I do too.
Thank you for being with us, Miss Thurman. We appreciate you being here. And Miss Sammy, always a pleasure talking with you. Folks, if you would like a copy of any of the recipes we've talked about here today, very easy to get. Just send us an email to the station, WXBC@BBTEL.com. Make sure you put Attention Skinny Cook in the subject line and then tell us the recipe or recipes that you would like to have. Or you can send that email direct to SammyQ@BBTEL.com and she'll get those out to you.
I'll try to do that.
All right, ladies, what do we always say?
Never trust a skinny cook.